RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by Voi Green and News in Brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo to inaugurate 5 ports in eastern Indonesia. Vice Speaker of People's Consultative Assembly MPR hopes nationalism integrity in Sarawak. Ministry improves human resources support masalah development. Now the news in detail. Having inaugurated Wasior Port at Wandama Bay, West Papua Province, President Joko Widodo today on Wednesday, April 6, 2016, will inaugurate 5 ports which connect eastern Indonesia regions. As quoted by Tempo.com, Head of Transport Department of North Halmahera Yudihat Noya said that 5 ports to be inaugurated by Joko Widodo is centered at Tobelo Port, North Halmahera, North Maluku Province. He said all was built with multi-year budget amounted to 739 billion rupiah. Tobelo Port, which has started to be built in 2008, is planned to be made as passenger and cargo port. The construction include cargo general pier and passenger pier. Other port to be inaugurated is Galila Port, which construction was started in 2006 and completed in 2015 with total budget of 35.4 billion rupiah. The port is made along with a pier, a causeway, and a threshold. The Speaker of the People's Consultative Assembly, MPR Usman Sabta, met Indonesian people in Kuching, Sarawak, and invites them to restore the integrity of nationalism. The meeting was held at the Indonesian Consulate General in Kuching, Malaysia, on Tuesday night. In addition, Usman also mentioned the four pillars of the MPR consisted of Pancasila, the 1945 Constitution, the Unitary State of Republic of Indonesia, and Bhinneka Tunggal Ika of or Unity in Diversity. The event was attended by various groups, among others, laborers and students. Usman stressed that one of the most important things in achieving success is persistence to change the fate and life. Muhammad Nasir, Research, Technology and High Education Minister, established a special team to organize educational activities in areas around the Masalah Block Oil and Gas Industrial Complex. As quoted by Tempo.com, he said the government wanted to prepare human resources for the construction of Masalah Block. Minister Nasir also explained that the team will carry out programs to improve human resources quality in and around the Masalah Block industrial complex, including by introducing new study program in University of Patimura, Ambon. He also explained that he is planning to open new applied science study programs in the university, such as engineering. Moreover, he said social sciences like law and management are available in all universities but not engineering. Minister Nasir also hoped that with the new study program, the development of the Masalah Block is expected to involve local residents. Media organizations in the ASEAN region, such as new agencies, print media, and media online, need to work together in order to improve understanding and concern for the success of the ASEAN Economic Community, AEC. It was said by News Director of the National News Agency Antara, Aat Surya Safaat, in his presentation on ASEAN Editor Summit in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, Tuesday. According to Safaat, AEC not only guarantee the economic integration of the 10 ASEAN countries, but it also able to achieve common prosperity in the region. Therefore, he added, Antara News Agency proposes to build the ASEAN News Agency because it is very important to implement the ASEAN Economic Community. Aat Surya Safaat hope with such cooperation, the ASEAN news can be socialized properly. Indonesia, he added, should also take advantage of the cooperation between media organizations to keep up-to-date information from other countries. Moreover, he said, the meeting is very useful and needs to be done on an ongoing basis. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Maritime Ministry's Task Force 115 destroyed 3 million flagships off the shore of Kuala Langsa Beach, Aceh, on Tuesday, April 5th. The three ships were seized by the Task Force for Illegal Fishing. As quoted by Tempo.com, head of Montopriong Monitoring Station of the Maritime and Fisheries of Belawan, Basri, explained the three ships were seized in February along with crews. The crews are now being detained in immigration office in Langsa. Basri further said the task force has destroyed illegal fishing ships in Aceh waters twice. The first one was back in October 2015. The task force has destroyed 20 illegal fishing ships on Tuesday's operation. In total, it has carried out three operations in 2016. The Indonesian Ministry of Trade is working to boost the export of products such as automotive components and accessories to markets in Europe and Asia, Eurasia, in a bid to strengthen non-oil export. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Director General of the National Export Development of the Trade Ministry, Nuzulia Ishak, said, through the largest exhibition of products of components, automotives, and accessories, Indonesia is determined to penetrate Eurasia. Ishak said his side is targeting the European and Asian markets, especially Turkey, by bringing 7 companies through Automekanika Istanbul 2016 event, scheduled for April 7 to 10 in Tuyap Convention and Congress Center, Istanbul, Turkey. The last item. Indonesian Finance Minister Bambang Brojonegoro said he has requested the Tax Directorate General to study the so-called Panama Papers as they mention the names of several Indonesian businessmen and companies. The documents, which are the result of an investigation by the International Consortium of Investigate Journalists, revealed widespread tax evasion and money laundering by world leaders, billionaires, and celebrities, including football players. The Panama Papers scandal is already described as the biggest data leak in history. As quoted by Jakarta Globe, Finance Minister Bambang Brojonegoro said a large number of Indonesian offshore accounts were previously uncovered from other sources. In one particular tax haven country, there were 6,000 bank accounts belonging to Indonesians. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo to inaugurate 5 ports in eastern Indonesia. Vice Speaker of People's Consultative Assembly MPR hopes nationalism integrity in Sarawak. Ministry improves human resources support Masela development. Listener, that was the news.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Listener, here is commentary. Today's commentary features Panama Papers reveals wealth-finding practices. The mass media had great role in spreading the news and informations to the public. Another role is to investigate the concealed cases. For instance, the Watergate scandal in US, a taping case in the office of Democrat Party by Nixon sympathizers. The scandal once kicked Nixon from the presidential office. The case became the icon of world's investigative journalism. This week, the investigative journalism by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, or ICIJ, cooperating with the news enterprises and press organizations, unveiled the data of investment and wealth concealment by the Panama-based law firm, also known as Panama Papers. In the document, at least 140 politicians and celebrities had been involved. The data was revealed from at least 11 million documents since 40 years ago. Practice was aimed to conceal the wealth from the life partners and also to avoid the tax. The authorities in Panama were not comfortable with the leaked document. The Panama Attorney General Office on Monday, April 4th, stated to investigate the leaked document of Mossack Fonseca Law Firm. The facts revealed by national and international media in the Panama Papers will be the crime investigation subject. This was done to ensure about the crime and the perpetrator. Panama President Juan Carlos Varela stated, Panama is ready to cooperate with the government and investigators from any countries to solve this problem. However, President Varela emphasized to maintain the dignity of his country and try to erase the negative image as the center of money laundering and shady deals. The leaked document mentioned famous names from Europe, Asia, and Middle East. One of the names was Iceland Prime Minister. This upset the citizens of Iceland, and 24,000 people of Iceland signed the petition to make the Prime Minister leaving his position. Besides Iceland, other countries mentioned in the document includes Saudi Arabia, Russia, Pakistan, Azerbaijan, and the People's Republic of China. Among those names, Indonesian names were also mentioned. Some Indonesian individuals and companies were listed in the leaked document. Russia revealed in the document, reacted and accused the document disclosure as an effort to disturb the political stability before the election in the country, while French President Francois Hollande promised that the country's tax agency will investigate the document and proceed into the law process if strong evidence was found. Aside from the leaked document validity, we are concerned with such scandal. Amidst the global effort to clean the people from corruption, money laundering and tax evasion, such action shows that there are still people with hideous intent. This certainly hurts the people living in a poor condition. And now, let's wait the authority to investigate any crime violation in the case. Listener, that was commentary today.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, here is Today in History. We begin with the kamikaze action of Japanese soldiers. On April 6, 1945, during the World War II, the Japanese kamikaze aircraft began their suicide attack into the U.S. motherships. The Japanese voluntary pilots hit the battleships containing bomb. The heroic suicide act caused great loss for the United States. However, because of the largest Allied power, Japan, which joined with Germany and Italy, finally was defeated. Even the Japanese was pushed back from East Asia they previously occupied. In August 1945, U.S. destroyed Hiroshima and Nagasaki with atomic bomb. The bomb, which annihilated the city and thousands of civilians, ended the World War II. We move to the National Fisherman Day. As an expression of Indonesian government appreciation to the fishermen, decided April 6, 1960, as the National Fisherman Day. The day is commemorated to raise the dignity of the fishermen as the national protein hero. The commemoration of the National Fisherman Day can also bring additional income for them through interesting activities which attracts tourists. The National Fisherman Day is expected to increase government awareness toward fishermen welfare. We end today in history with bloody clash in Rwanda. On April 6, 1994, a bloody clash between two great tribes in Rwanda, Tutsi and Hutu, began. In 3 months, Hutu extremists massacred 800,000 Tutsis and moderate people of their own ethnic. Because of the Great War, 2 million people of Rwanda must evacuate into safer places. The clash between these two great tribes in Rwanda had historical roots since tens of years before. In 1994, actually, there was reconciliation between the tribe leaders. They agreed to form a coalition government through democratic election. However, in April of the same year, there was a mysterious incident. A plane carrying Rwandan president came from Hutu tribe fell. The Hutu extremists accused the Tutsis was behind the incident and directly declared war between the tribes. Hutu tribe, which is the majority in Rwanda, was known to be close with France, while Tutsi obviously gained support from the US. Finally, because of US support, the Tutsi minority successfully gained their victory and became the ruling regime in Rwanda. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello listener, here is Foy Green. Today's edition features European Union helps Aceh facing climate change. Listener, European Union Ambassador for Indonesia and Brunei Darussalam, Vincent Goren, visited Aceh province on March 30, 2016. According to European Union release received by Antara News Agency in Jakarta, March 30th, that was the first visit for Goren since he is assigned to Indonesia in September 2015. In Aceh, Vincent intended to see the latest development of the province, including economic development, government management, and environmental protection. During the visit, Vincent Goren met with Aceh Governor Zaini Abdillah, Nanggroe Aceh Region Malik Mahmud, and Banda Aceh Mayor Eliza Saaluddin Jamapara, as well as other stakeholders in the provincial government, regional people's representative, and civilians. Goren said, European Union had a long relationship with Aceh, starting from post-tsunami reconstruction funding, support for Aceh peace process, and aid for forest protection and preservation. On this occasion, Goren announced a new European Union aid project, namely support to Indonesia's climate change response, worth 6.5 million euros for 2016-2019 period. The three-year project was designed to support Aceh initiative in reducing emission from deforestation and forest degradation, increasing Aceh government capacity in good land use decision-making, and national mitigation against climate change through low carbon or emission planning and application. European Union is interested in supporting Aceh because the province is unique, with its well-functioning, undamaged, and wide forest resources. This province also had invaluable biodiversity. This can be a standard for Indonesia and the world in climate change mitigation, forest, and land use. Aceh Governor Zaini Abdullah appreciated the commitment of European Union in supporting the Aceh Forest Protection and Preservation Program. Regarding to the program, the Aceh Governor said, there will be a team to arrange the program. Afterwards, the public will be announced. Listener, that was Foy Green.
Listener, here is the headlines of several national newspapers published today, April 6, 2016. We begin with Kompas Daily, which wrote, Quick Response Strike Force Keeps Training. Indonesian Quick Response Strike Force, or PPRCTNI, kept their close joint exercise in Tarakan, North Kalimantan, on Tuesday, April the 5th. The force was also waiting for the command to release the Indonesian citizens held by Abu Sayyaf Group in the Philippines. Spokesman from Mulawarman Military Command, Colonel Infantry Andi Gunawan in Tarakan said, all PPRCTNI personnel is in standby mode. On the other hand, there are 5 battleships in Tarakan, namely KRI Surabaya, KRI Ajak, KRI Ahmad Yani, KRI Mandau, and KRI Badau. The ships are supported by 2 patrol speedboats, 3 Bell helicopter, and 1 Super Puma helicopter. Meanwhile, the family of the hostages in Klaten Central Java and Banjarmasin South Kalimantan hope the government to save their families, including paying the ransom if necessary. Previously, Abu Sayyaf Group earlier demanded the ransom amounting to 50 million pesos in exchange of 10 Indonesian citizens. Meanwhile, media Indonesia wrote persecute intolerant groups. Some people urged the government to be serious towards the anti-freedom of speech and intolerant actions. Therefore, a decisive action is a must. The constitution violation practices was going on until the early April. For example, on Friday, April the 1st, the Islamic Defenders Front or FPI was reported to forcibly stop a discussion held by Pekanbaru Islam Student Association or HMI. In Yogyakarta, mass organization and the police disbanded the Lady Vast 2016. National Commission for Human Rights Commissioner Imdadun Rahmat emphasized the freedom of speech and faith is guaranteed by the Constitution. Meanwhile, Nahdlatul Ulama figure Maman Imanul Haq also emphasized the gag on speech freedom and intolerant actions means violation towards the national life. 2 days ago, Politics, Legal and Security First Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan promised that the government will take necessary measures against intolerance. Listener, we end today's headline with Tempo. The government investigates the Panama Papers data. Indonesian government is currently investigating the names of Indonesian mentioned in the leaked document belonging to a law firm from Panama, Mossack Fonseca. The document known as the Panama Papers revealed the names of the world officials and businessmen who had asked Mossack to establish the offshore companies. Indonesian Finance Minister Bambang Brojonegoro admitted to ask the Tax Director General Kwen Dwi Jugiastiadi to study the Panama Papers. It is aimed to match data from the tax authorities of the G20 countries. Minister Bambang said his ministry will investigate the Indonesian assets yet to be reported on the annual tax return. As much as 11.5 million leaked documents of Mossack were investigated by 370 journalists from 76 countries joined in the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists. And listener, that was the headlines.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Voice of Indonesia with news in brief. Having inaugurated Wasior Port at Wandama Bay, West Papua Province, President Joko Widodo today on Wednesday, April 6, 2016, inaugurates 5 ports which connect eastern Indonesian regions. Vice Speaker of the People's Consultative Assembly MPR Usman Sabta met Indonesian people in Kuching, Sarawak and invites them to restore the integrity of nationalism. Muhammad Nasir, Research, Technology and Higher Education Minister, established a special team to organize educational activities in areas around the Masala Block Oil and Gas Industrial Complex. The government wanted to prepare human resources for the construction of Masala Block. Media organizations in the ASEAN region, such as news agencies, print media, and media online, need to work together in order to improve understanding and concern for the success of the ASEAN Economic Community, AEC. The Maritime Ministry's Task Force 115 destroyed 3 Malaysian flagships off the shore of Kuala Langsa Beach, Aceh, on Tuesday, April 5th. The 3 ships were seized by the Task Force for illegal fishing. As quoted by Tempo.com, head of Montopriang Monitoring Station of Maritime and Fisheries of Blawan, Basri, explained, the 3 ships were seized in February along with crews. The Indonesian Ministry of Trade is working to boost the export of products such as automotives, components and accessories to markets in Europe and Asia in a bid to strengthen non-oil export. Indonesian Finance Minister Bambang Brojonegoro said he has requested the Tax Directorate General to study the so-called Panama Papers as they mention the names of several Indonesian businessmen and companies. The documents, which are the result of an investigation by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, revealed widespread tax evasion and money laundering by world leaders, billionaires, and celebrities, including football players. Listener, that was news in brief.
Open your eyes, oh God.
your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destinations in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief, why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on the frequencies of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our radio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Papua. Stay tuned. This listeners, Tourism Office of Papua Province is developing Genyem Hamlet to become one of new tourism destinations in Jayapura Regency. This hamlet offers an activity to observe directly Cendrawasih, or bird of paradise, a Papuan typical bird, which is a rare animal in Indonesia. To observe this animal, you must take a cross-country travel package. The planning is that the package is promoted in the event of special interest exhibition on April 16th until 18th, 2016 in Singapore. The theme is Land of Adventure. Genyem Hamlet is a protected forest, which is a habitat of various species of birds of paradise and other rare birds. Because of that, the main activity at the tourism object is bird of paradise observation. The right time to see the bird of paradise is around 500 and 1600 local time. When observing the bird, you will be accompanied by tourism guide and also interpreter to serve foreign tourists. At Genyem Hamlet, the tourists can see various kinds of birds of paradise. At the location, there is also Kali Biru Pool and Nokan Weaving Activity, a traditional bag made from root. Kali Biru Pool is blue clear river. This river has blue color because of limestone rocks at the bottom of the river. This river is more beautiful with green landscape at surrounding area. At the upstream of the river, there is also small waterfall whose the current is not too heavy. You can play and swim at this pool as you would like to. Listeners, Genyem Hamlet is located in Jayapura Regency, Papua. To go there, it takes more than 1 hour by using land transportation from Sentani, the capital city of Jayapura. Sentani has a distance 33 kilometers from Jayapura, the capital city of Papua. To stay at night, you can stay at local people's house or hotel in Sentani before you go to location of tourism object. Before go home, you can buy Nokan, one of UNESCO cultural heritage. The price of Nokan depends on its size. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157, Jakarta, Indonesia, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
How to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Listener, here is the Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, introducing you Indonesian vocabulary and expression as well as their use in conversation. Our topic today is membeli tas, or in English, buying a bag. Stay tuned. As usual, I will say first the Indonesian vocabulary and expressions related to our topic today. I will say them twice slowly and you can follow after me. Membeli tas. Membeli tas. In English, buying a bag. Pelayan. Pelayan. In English, service. Tolong ambilkan. Tolong ambilkan. In English, please take. Tas. Tas. In English, bag. Bisa saya lihat? Bisa saya lihat? In English, can I see? Yang mana? Yang mana? In English, which one? Di sebelah sana. Di sebelah sana. In English, over there. Warna hitam. Warna hitam. In English, black. Tunggu sebentar. Tunggu sebentar. In English, wait a moment. Yang ini bagus. Yang ini bagus. In English, this one is good. Warna merah. Warna merah. In English, red. Kapan barangnya datang? Kapan barangnya datang? In English, when will the item be available? Mungkin. Mungkin. In English, maybe. Bulan depan. Bulan depan. In English, next month. Terlalu lama. Terlalu lama. In English, too long. Maaf. Maaf. In English, sorry. Well, listener, now here is a conversation example between Henny or A and shopkeeper or B. As usual, I will say them twice slowly and just repeat after me. A. Pelayan, tolong ambilkan tas itu. Pelayan, tolong ambilkan tas itu. In English, shopkeeper, could you please take it back? Bisa saya lihat? Bisa saya lihat? In English, can I see? B. Yang mana? Yang mana? In English, which one? A. Tas yang di sebelah kanan. Tas yang di sebelah kanan. In English, the bag on the right. Warnanya hitam. Warnanya hitam. In English, the black one. B. Baiklah, tunggu sebentar. Baiklah, tunggu sebentar. In English, alright, wait a moment. A. Yang ini bagus. Yang ini bagus. In English, this one is good. Apakah ada warna merah? Apakah ada warna merah? In English, do you have the red one? B. Tidak ada, Bu. Tidak ada, Bu. In English, we don't have, ma'am. A. Wah sayang, tas yang saya suka tidak ada. Wah sayang, tas yang saya suka tidak ada. In English, too bad, there is not my favorite bag. Kapan barangnya ada? Kapan barangnya ada? In English, when will the item be available? B. Mungkin bulan depan. Mungkin bulan depan. In English, maybe next month. A. Wah, terlalu lama. Wah, terlalu lama. In English, oh, too long. Maaf, saya tidak jadi membeli. Maaf, saya tidak jadi membeli. In English, I'm sorry, I won't buy this one. B. Baiklah,
terima kasih. Baiklah, terima kasih. In English? Alright, thank you. Well, listener, that's the Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. We meet you again next week with other interesting topic. Thank you very much for listening, and see you next time.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. Today's edition of Music Corner will present you to an Indonesian old famous singer, Ernie Johan. Well, listener, let us listen to the first song by Ernie Johan entitled Mutiara Yang Hilang. Happy listening.
Lama sudah aku
Johan was born in a diplomat family, M. Johan Baharudin, then lived in Den Haag, Netherlands and Singapore. At the age of 11 years, she has been singing for Radio Singapore's Talent Time in 1962 and chosen as the top 10 singer. In the same year, Ernie Johan won the first winner of the All Singapore School Talent Time. Then she began to start her first recording in Singapore under the Philips Recording Company, but she has not invited public attention yet. When she brought the song Teluk Bayur,
her name became immediately popular. The song Teluk Bayur might be familiar among the music lovers until nowadays, because it became the theme song of the ship departure from Teluk Bayur port for Jakarta. Well, listener, coming up next, I'll take you to listen the song Teluk Bayur by Ernie Johan. During 60s to 70s decades, Ernie Johan became the top Indonesian singer because the songs she were dedicated always draw much attention from the pop music lovers in Indonesia at that time. So that Ernie's songs can be hits in music charts of radio stations. The hit song Senja di Batas Kota has been released in Bosa's version by other Indonesian top singers. Listener, to conclude today's music corner, let's listen to the last two songs, Senja di Batas Kota and Kau Selalu di Hatiku by Ernie Johan. Enjoy the songs and happy listening. Sampai jumpa.
Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Kau selalu di hatiku, terpaut di dalam sukma. Aku ragu akan setia janjimu, bersemi di dalam kalbu, penawar hati nan lara. Padamu bintang, padamu bulan, saksi yang abadi. Sambutlah tanganku ini, dengan mesra. Kasihku hanya untukmu hingga akhir nanti. Kau selalu di hatiku, bersemi di dalam kalbu. Dari semula hingga akhirnya, kasihku serahkan.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.